Charles.
Oh, yeah, you got the Bob Charles Show.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into
Bob Charles.
The secret of the technology used in the crystal skulls has still not been unraveled.
Don't forget, it's our world. Start taking care of it. It's time to think for yourself.
Bob Charles.
Open your heart to reality and to all the misinformation you hear. Just say no.
This is a Pyramid One International Network presentation.
PyramidOneNetwork.com. Let me tell you about the guest that's coming up next. Her name is Cheryl Noday. Cheryl has studied with mystics, healers, and with teachers like Brazilian healer Fatima Castro. She is a full trance channel, mediumship, energy healing, automatic writing and painting, chakra balancing, teacher, and animal communicator. The channeling with beings of light, called Syria family. Spirit speaks through Cheryl while in deep trance state of consciousness. The Syria family are a vortex of light, energy beings, a matrix from the realms of Sirius, both non-physical and physical. They work with us to encourage personal responsibility and soul growth as we go deeper into the matrix, creating our own reality. Syria family often enters our world with loud vibrational healing tones. Syria family brings forth a profound healing guided meditation with healing and shifting energies. Art the Silent Healer was founded by Cheryl, and she creates unique visionary paintings. She has an international practice offering private consultants with spirit, classes, and workshops. Cheryl has produced and directed the first channeling film on, what else? Crystal Skulls. The Voices of Crystal Skull Consciousness, which is a short film. She is a frequent writer for newsletter publications on Stones for Healing. She was one of the channel mediums interviewed for the Nostradamus book with famed author Dolores Cannon, who you've heard right here on the show before. Cheryl channeled the Sirius or Syria family in Los Angeles at Gateway Portal for the major solstice of our lifetime. Celebrate the shift. Be the shift. 12/21/2012. Now, you think that's the end? Nope, not at all. May I introduce a beautiful lady, Cheryl Noday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
Yeah, we got you. I had to take you out of the other Skype and bring you over to this one.
Okay.
No problem. I hear you loud and clear. You hear everything good over there?
I do.
There you go. Unbelievable. Let me tell you something. You know, when I was doing the intro, you do a lot. I mean, from the last time you and I spoke, you've broadened your things that you do. I mean, this is great.
Well, it's not really. I've been doing those for a long time, but I think our focus was we talked about the crystal skulls. We were talking more about crystal skull consciousness. But the things that I was doing, I've been doing for a while.
Yeah, if you saw the blog, and that I threw my picture in there holding the skull. It's right in your story, and that because it says right above in that where it says about the film, mm-hmm. The Voices of the Crystal Skull. I have a picture of me holding one.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah. See, I got right into your story. But you know, a lot of people that don't realize that a skull is real. I mean, you can actually hold it in your hands.
Oh, absolutely. Even by holding a crystal skull, you can have a shift just by being in presence of that consciousness. Absolutely. What kind of skull? What was the material that you were holding, by the way?
It's clear. It's a clear skull.
Yeah, quartz?
Yes.
Yeah, well, quartz is very powerful.
Yep. And on the next thing we were talking about, you were, let me see now. Oh God, where can I start? You do animal communication.
Yes, I do. I'm mainly I'm a trans channel for Sirius Family, healer, and visionary artist. Those are the three main things. But if somebody comes and they have questions about their animal being, sure, I love to do that.
Hmm. Did you ever go swimming with dolphins or anything?
Pardon?
Did you ever go swimming with dolphins? You did.
Oh, amazing.
You gotta tell me about it, because I mean, I ask everybody that does animal communication if they ever did that, because these are very intelligent animals.
My gosh.
That literally connect with you the second you hit the water near them.
It's hard to even language, because getting in the water with that kind of altered consciousness, it's like in a sense going into a state of trance. Really, in that particular way, when being in the water, I mean, it, the frequency of being with a consciousness like that is—it's hard to describe. It's hard to put into words. Of course, I've never been swimming with the whales, but they are absolutely, gosh, such a passion for me. However, my deepest love is with the felines in Africa.
Really?
Yeah, I love them. I love the African lioness.
Have you ever been near Linda Tucker and her reserve?
I'm aware of her, but I have not been.
Yeah, she's been on the show and it before, Annette. She's the one that has the white lions.
I know. Yeah, how wonderful.
And I had a picture of her hugging one of those lions. And I said to her, I said, Linda, you are out of your brains. Are you crazy?
I'm trying to hold them because they think that you're their parents.
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, I mean, it's good, Annette, to let an animal know that you love them. That's good. But when you're on the menu, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you've got to get them when they're small, Bob. When they're babies.
But these are big ones.
Sure.
These are big ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can see that.
All right. Now you also have an international practice offering private consultants.
Right.
Now, how do you go about doing that?
Someone can email me or call. My email is info@CherylNoday.com or call me on the cell phone, 773-750-0484. It's actually very easy to set up a session and talk to Sirius Family. They're right here, by the way. It's almost getting a little difficult for me to even talk to you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel very fuzzy.
They are friends from the last time. And that, because we did speak in it the last time. And everybody out there, please, the number is 843-300-1399. You can call in right now to this show, and you can speak to the family. If
right.
You want to speak to the family, call 843-300-1399.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you. Now, let's go into the family in that real quick, just so that we can more or less spread out a little bit more information to everybody. How did you come to know the family? Or how did they come to meet you?
You know, Bob, I've been with these beings for a long, long time. This is not my first lifetime being a channel, nor is it my first lifetime working with these particular beings. And so coming into this life, it was our agreement that we were going to do the same thing that we've done in many, many other lifetimes, Egypt being one of them. So it wasn't something that I had to I didn't have to learn my metaphysics. I sort of remembered it. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't work hard for it. It doesn't mean that I didn't take classes and work with some wonderful, wonderful teachers to help pull them out in this life. But I'm such an advocate on channeling in terms of personal growth. So nice. We came meet each other again in that process, and that was in my early 20s. I had my very first channeling experiences in my teens. And then it wasn't until a few years later that I interacted with Syria Family. And it was the love, if I can impart anything, it's really the unconditional love that comes through. The information's great. We all get excited about what they want to say and things like that. But it really is the love.
Oh, well, they're gonna have the whole stage all to themselves in a few seconds. We just want to get into something else here too, and that the artwork is also on the Blogspot site.
Oh.
So this is what everybody has to do: you go to Bob Charles Show at, or don't, not even at, forget it, forget I said that, BobCharlesShow.blogspot.com. It's pretty easy, BobCharlesShow.blogspot.com. If you go to that site, scroll down a little bit, just on the first one that's on there, you will see Cheryl. You will also see a little bit further down, you'll see me holding a crystal skull. You go down a little bit further than that, you'll see some awesome pictures. And I know somebody that likes cats. Right, Cheryl?
Right.
Because I went through her artwork on that this morning, and I'm serious. When people are not up yet, I was already up going through all the pictures, and I'm like, yeah, she likes cats. But some of them are so awesome. I mean, you made cats that look like people. I mean, cats with legs. I mean, I loved it. I mean, it was cool. But
are you looking at the paintings?
Yeah, I mean, some of these paintings, they tell you a story. They literally, I mean, I've said that to Diane here too in the newsroom. I mean, it's these paintings actually talk.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's what I want. Yeah,
they do. I mean, like she had said to me that the other day. She said when you go to an art show or something, and that you look at the paintings and you get what the painting is trying to say. And I said to her, I said, yeah, but these are different. These come out and they smack you in the head a couple of times and say, this is what we're saying, you know? It's not just a normal thing that you like look at a picture on a wall and say, yeah, it's a great picture. Yeah, you know, just hanging there. No, it grabs you by the arm and says, look at me.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
No, I'm serious. I mean, they are that good.
Aw.
They are that good. I'm not the art guy of the world. Trust me. You know, I mean, I love art. I did art, you know, when I was a kid and that all through school.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not the kind of guy that goes out to every art show and goes, wow, that's really cool because I wouldn't know what to say because was. But I can tell you which one actually wants to be looked at.
Yeah?
And yours beckon people to look at them.
Oh, thank you. Gosh,
so I'm serious. I mean, I went through maybe 30 pictures I think you had on one of the sites.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, man, this is cool.
Oh,
but so I had things to do. I had to take a shower, so I had to stop looking.
right.
It was too much, I tell you. But it was good. It really, really was.
Thank you so much.
Let me ask you another question. Now, let's cross over a question here. What do the Syria family think of your paintings?
What do they think of them? I don't know if they think anything of them. I think in some way, I think Cheryl thinks that they're involved in some way. I wouldn't call myself an artist that channels the paintings. I would call, because I'm, the reason I use that difference is because I'm very conscious when I paint. I'm making decisions in colors, but they are highly intuitive where I still feel spirit around, whereas when I'm giving voice to Syria Family, when they're speaking through me, it's a full trance state. So I feel they're very supportive. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have a picture of you actually painting a painting.
Oh.
It's in the Blogspot, and I have a picture of it there, and it looks like you're thinking into the painting instead of just looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got that feeling to it, like, you know, like you know what's going to be there already. You're just filling in the holes.
Oh, Wow.
You understand what I mean by that? I mean, it's like you're looking, that's what it looks like. It looks like you're looking at a spot that you're beginning to point, you know, to paint this one spot. And it looks like in your eyes, you already see what's there.
Yeah, like it being at one with it, huh?
Uh-huh. See, yeah. never thought of that. I've told you, I'm not an art kind of guy in that, but I do look a little farther than my nose.
Well, I'm resonating to everything you're saying, so thank you.
There you go. Now, what does the family want to say tonight?
Well, let's see. Shall I bring them in?
Yeah, everybody out there. Now, don't forget, the number is all over the chat box. It's 1-843-300-1399. Anybody internationally can just come into the other Skype, and the Skype address is Pyramid1111. That's all
right,
you need.
And what I want to say before I go, I'm going to try to do this fast, but usually it takes about a minute or two, and it's going to get kind of quiet. It's going to sound like I'm going away, because I am, and you'll hear them breathing, and then you'll hear them toning, and then they'll start talking.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to do it quicker than a minute or two. That's usually what it takes. So, okay.
That's okay. I can put on some music for you.
Greetings, and welcome. Welcome, our friends. Welcome indeed. Yes, what a joy, what a pleasure it is when we come on this grand world of yours. Understand as always that indeed the love, the joy certainly is ours. We are here. We are Syria family. We are very pleased to be with you, especially in this new kind of format, which is very new to us, not speaking to individuals, but as you say, speaking on the air to individuals that are all over your planet. We greet you, each and every one of you. And we say right off the top here that even in hearing our words and sensing our energy, some of you might begin to go into altered states of consciousness yourself. And if this begins to happen, we say simply ride with it, let it flow. That is your higher self, your imagination coming in to be with you. And such it is, that is a ramification, if you will, of our energy vortex. And so we are here, we are pleased. And let's say, give us a moment here as we tune into some of the dynamics that are happening on your wonderful planet of your Earth. And as you know, you certainly don't need us to tell you this, but the changes certainly are rampant, are they not? You would have to be almost asleep to not begin to understand that your world, your planet, and all of the different aspects of diversity, and all of the different aspects of self certainly are changing. It is almost like a rock that is at the top of the mountain that is going at its own speed. It absolutely cannot be stopped. Some of the individuals have a lot of difficulty with the frequency as the things are changing. They are having difficulty with the rapidness of the way there is changing. And there are other individuals, the change cannot happen quickly enough. And so your world is going through a dramatic change of constriction and expansion. And even looking at your planet from our perspective, from a different point of view, by looking at planet Earth, she wobbles. She moves, you understand. She does not stay in one place, and she specifically has moved a greater proximity since the timing of what you call to be 2012. Your Earth has moved through a different part within the solar system. What is that, you say? Why would she have moved, and what does this represent? And it represents that the energies of the divine feminine are here more than ever before. And each and every individual, every plant, every animal, every human being, every interdimensional being, every fairy being is beginning to awaken even more so to utilize those frequencies. And so what it is that you are leaving as a consciousness is the patriarchal forms of expression, of communication, moving into the dynamic of the divine feminine. What does that mean? What does it mean to work with the divine feminine? Well, does it mean that everyone's going to get a little bit more girly, going to be a little bit more? No, not at all. It means that the greatest asset that you all have is love. The greatest asset, in addition to the love, is the imagination, you understand. And that speaks volumes of what it is. If there was an anatomy of the divine feminine, it would be the imagination and to work in concert with unconditional love. And so certainly there are many that are grabbing that idea, that are holding on to that idea, that are saying, hey, yes, I'm ready for that. And then there are individuals that are indeed quite frightened of that. And going back into the idea of contraction and expansion, certainly there you can understand how it would be the ones that want to hold on certainly are limiting that, the ones that want to embrace that are with the expansion. And so you find great, great strife right now upon the planet Earth. And that's because life is a-changing, you see? Life is a-changing. All right. And so how do you feel about that? Would there be any questions for us?
Hi, this is Bob Charles.
Yes, greetings, dear love. Greetings indeed.
We have spoken before.
Yes.
Yes, we have. And my question is pretty simple. The changes you speak of.
Yes.
That the planet is going through.
Yes.
Is there anything on a personal level of the humans that live on that planet that we're going through right now that we will feel more coming in the coming months of this year?
The question is that are you going to be feeling an accentuation, a greater intensity? Absolutely.
Yes.
It's just going to get stronger, you see, because time, as you know it, and as you've all created it here, is becoming very elusive, which is really what time is. Time doesn't exist. It's a non-format, but it exists here on planet Earth because you've all created it. And so you're moving into a time, no pun intended, but you're moving into a framework in which is far more expansive, and that expansion is really speaks of greater community. It speaks even of greater feminine energy. And so if you were to bring your hands, and everyone that's listening, bring your hands, stretch them out to the side, you see. And as you stretch them out to the side, those hands, you begin to reach out to other people. You begin to see your sameness rather than your differences. And that is the first building of community.
Nice. I like
rather
that. Thank you very much.
In the past, you see, in the past, when it was really more of a patriarchal form, everyone had their straight up in the air when it was very much I. It was very much about me. It was very much about I and singularity. And you began to see, well, just exactly where did things go in your world since then, you see? And so we're not saying that is responsible for all the crises, but that was certainly responsible for the individuality, what was necessary in building the creative forces, and it was quite necessary in building ego aspects of self, so ego aspects of self could be diminished, you see. It's all in divine order. As difficult difficult as it can be at times, certainly, it is all in divine order, and so you're moving towards the idea of building community. You finally realize, hey, we're in this all together. We're in this all together. And the more that you have that framework, the more that you begin to see, what do I see in myself? What do I see in you that reminds me of myself, looking at your similarities? It's going to build community. It's going to build unconditional love, which is the thesis for humanity. You've all come here for a myriad of reasons. And one of them absolutely is to love. And people don't like to hear that. They want to hear, no, my reason for being born is this. But you've really come here to love. You've come here to love each other. You've come here to love yourself. You've come here to love the planet. You've come here to have a good time. You've come here to have a myriad of goals. Absolutely. You each have different destinies in that way. Come here to understand the power of love and to utilize the wonderful component of the imagination and to create what is called your heaven on earth. And you keep reincarnating over and over and over again, wanting to do it right, wanting to come back to experience that idea of heaven and earth. You don't need to die. You don't need to pass over. You don't need to go to the other side to experience heaven on earth. And oftentimes when you get there, you begin to realize that it is simply a greater reflection of the life that you just left. And so you keep coming back into the body because there's so much sensuality here. There's so much diversity here. There's such a great deal of tactile energy here. And so when you come in that way, you want to experience the idea that indeed you are the creator of your own reality. Indeed you are. And you want to make it certain that you're going to do it this time, that you're creating heaven on earth. And that is the thesis of the human spirit.
That's perfect. That is perfect. There's a question from halfway around the world.
All right. Yes. Well, we'll meet you there. We're coming from halfway around the universe.
Okay. We'll be there. Don't worry. How many dimensional levels does this planet have?
All right. How many dimensional levels? Well, we can't give that answer in numerical form as we believe that is being asked. Because why can't we do that? Why would we say that? And that's because it is fluctuating. It is dimensional. It is a frequency. And so it's not a number as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, etc. But because, as we already mentioned, time is not what it is perceived to be. Time is dimensional. All right. Frequency is dimensional. It is interdimensional. It is moving in the construction and the realignment within the universe. So is your planet. You see, one of the greatest misconceptions is that you're left out, that you're behind. And not at all. You are a vital part of the universe. You're a vital part of all that is. If you weren't part of all that is would not be all that is. So you really, you're part of it. And so we hope in some way that answers the question. We really didn't, because there's no such thing as how many numbers are there. It is a frequency that is changing, that is evolving as the human spirit, as the human souls begin to shift. And you are a wonderful species, we want for you to know. Now, you don't believe that about yourself. The human being believes that it has so much shame, that it has so many issues, it has so many problems, but we believe, and many out in the universe, that you are wonderful beyond what you can even imagine for yourself. And so we hold all of you in very high regard, and it would be our love, it would be our joy to be the same within yourself.
Another question that's in is, we are in right now, since 2012,
yes,
the major come out of the awakening process.
Yes.
In other words, people didn't know that it started 20 years ago, maybe more, maybe 100 years ago. But
yes,
it's just lately that everyone is realizing that it is.
Yes, that's correct.
Will this continue a long time, a short time, or will people just all of a sudden just wake up?
Well, it's happening all of the time. So again, it's that interdimensional answer that we have for you. Souls are waking up every single moment. And because the population of your Earth, she is holding many peoples right now. She is holding, your Earth is holding more peoples than she ever has. That's the intensity of the souls that want to come here to live. And so it is a great honor, by the way, to come to Earth. Not everyone gets a chance to come here. And so your Earth is, the population is at its highest. So we perceive that it's going to go on for some time, that it's going to be like snap, crackle, pop, that individuals are waking up. And you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what 2012 really represents. It represents that every day people are going to be waking up. Even the people that you thought would never wake up are waking up, and they're having dreams, they're having lucid dreams, they're having cognitive dreams, they're having memory, they're looking at themselves differently. The idea of intuition is becoming almost an everyday phrase, where it was 20 years ago, what was on the fringes of society is now becoming mainstream. And so individuals that have always known this, now guess what? You have more people that you can connect with. You don't have to be silent about it any longer. Well, we believe that you never did, but you believe that you had to. And so it is an incredible celebration. It's not even a renaissance of the metaphysics. It is an incredible celebration, because metaphysics, the goddess, the light, crystal skulls, they've been here all along. It's just that now more and more and more individuals are waking up to the fact that indeed you are spirit, that indeed you are light, that indeed you have come here to create heaven on earth, and indeed you do have the mechanisms, the tools, the know-how, if you just believe that you created all.
Is our population going to grow or diminish?
A very interesting question, and well, moment here. It certainly is on the rise now. Excuse us as we allow the channel's voice to clear. Mm-hmm. It certainly is on the rise. So it looks to us that that's going to continue. As we say, it's a great honor to come to planet Earth. You see, in some of these tremendous changes, some of these tremendous new paradigms that are being born, that are untouched territory. You see, it's very exciting. So it looks like it's going to escalate, at least for a time.
And then diminish.
Well, we wouldn't say that. It might just come to a platform.
Ah, okay, okay. The children now, let's go to new souls.
New souls, all
the
right.
The children that are coming in, the crystals, the indigos, those children, are they the beginning of a total new world?
We wouldn't say a total new world like that, but they are very much the bridge. Really, let's be clear here, as every new generation is. You see, now there's a lot of focus on the crystal children as well as indigo children, a lot of hope that is putting on that particular generation, we would call it. But also understand, dear friend, that every generation as a bridge. Look at your own family, look at your own parents, and then look at yourself as you become a bridge. Yes? That
yes.
Makes sense?
Yes.
All right, and so since it is the same with the indigo as well as the crystal, there'll be what we really see that's exciting and that is not getting exposed enough. There's a lot of exposure with indigo and crystal, etc., and we would say be careful with the labeling of that. But what is not exposed enough and what we'd like to really expose this evening is that the new babies that are being born are not wired for war. And isn't that exciting?
That's so positive, it's unbelievable.
Yes, and so that is something to look forward to. That is something to nurture and to nourish, you see. Whereas the crystal indigo, they're already in their 20s, 30s, yes?
Oh, yeah.
And they're already experiencing the war. in that way. So we'd say that the new babies, and often even the children of them, are not being wired for war. They simply can't connect to it. And many of our listeners cannot connect to it either. But as the new children are being born, you see, they carry a specific light with them. Now, let us talk about that for a minute. That doesn't mean that you have to be born anew to carry this light. We want to make that very clear. So you say, all right, well, I'm in my 50s, I'm in my 60s, I'm in my 40s. How can I get a new light? And that is by connecting to your higher self. And that is by meditation. That is by reducing the over-exaggerated human ego, giving it a break, putting it to sleep, letting it go bye-bye for a little while, and connecting to the higher self and asking, bring me this light. Turn me into a light machine. Turn me into a light vehicle. I want to be more involved. And that's really the craving that people have, is they want to make sure that their life matters. Everyone cares. They care so much. And they want in some way to be a part of the healing of the great planet. They just simply don't know how. And so we say that every step that you take, every breath that you take, you are in some way contributing to the healing or the other. Yes, you are in some way doing your part. So why not do it with love? You see, you don't really need a great title. All you need to do is just to be yourself and to be in love.
Perfect. Another question that was asked to me on another show.
All right.
Was, we are right now, we're in this awakening period.
Yes.
We should be very lucky that we're alive during this time.
Yes.
Is or will our job be over after we pass? In other words, will we come back to continue work, or is our job finished?
Oh, exciting, yes, exciting. Well, that's quite individualistic, Bob, according to the individuals at hand. Many will come back to reap the reward, in a sense, of their work. Many will want to finish it as our channel here wants to continue on. So it is very individualistic. Yes, that would be our answer. It's very individualistic. We would answer that according to the individual we were speaking to. So yes, some will come back to want to finish their work and want to add to it and make finishing touches, experience it, and some will say, all right, job well done. They'll say to the self, don't need to come back to do that. I feel that my soul wants to travel to other planets, etc. So it is very individualistic.
You spoke of the feminine issues going on right now on the Earth.
Yes. Well, the divine feminine energy coming in stronger than ever. We want to make it clear that this is not a new energy. The divine feminine has been here since the inception of the planet. It's just that individuals now are allowing themselves to feel her light. But she has always been here. And such it is, you see, as humans, you have the right to choose, which is so beautiful. It's such a beautiful energy that you have the right to choose. And so prior to coming into incarnation, there are groups of individuals that make a platform that say, all right, we're going to study this. All right, we're going to study this. And so you have what is called to be different cultures upon planet Earth. And they are studying, well, we're going to study the mass consciousness. We're going to study masculine energy. We're going to study the ego. And so now it's come a time where it really is a reverence of the divine feminine. However, it's not the first time there is a culture upon your planet known as the Lemurian consciousness, which is absolutely of the divine feminine.
Is Ghana mad or something? I mean, she's having a lot of volcanoes and earthquakes and things like that. Someone had asked me the question the other day, and I had said to them, I said, have you asked her lately?
All right, what was the name again?
Ghana.
All right, no, we would not say that there is any anger there, or the same, the explosions, the eruptions of what she's been holding on to. And isn't that interesting, of the consciousness of the peoples that live around?
Mm-hmm.
Needing very much to have a release.
Yeah, well, it was funny when I got the question, because it was something that was written on our message board that's here. And the reason why they wrote that is because of all the things that are going on and all the reports, Ned, about everything from meteors coming at the Earth to comets that are out of control to earthquakes to volcanoes all kinds of things.
Isn't it? They make wonderful stories, and lots of people tune in and listen to it. You see, fear can be quite motivating, can't it?
Yes.
Yes, it can be. It can really be a jet setter, and give many people enjoy getting fearful. Why do you think that you have all the movies that you do?
It's very true.
All the box office tickets that are sold, fear can be quite a motivator. Now, let's talk about that for a moment, our friend Bob. Fear is quite necessary, but only in small doses. You don't need a whole lot of it. It's fear that would say, hey, don't walk down the alley right now. Be sure that you do this. So you need a little bit of fear, just not too much of it, you see.
So in other words, it's part of our nature,
yes,
but not the overwhelming one we're to have. We're supposed to be thinking more of ourselves than fear.
Yeah, seeking balance. You say seeking balance.
A balance in between the both, right?
Yes, a little bit of fear, as we say, can be motivating. Too much fear can be intoxicating.
Ah, that is absolutely true. Now. When we are doing our things like our meditation and out of body experiences and NDEs and that are going on, is there any kind of a communique between the other side and this side during this time?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The veils are very, very thin. You have many times upon your planet where you celebrate the veils being thin. One of them is what you call to be Mercury retrograde. Another time is your Halloween, Hallowmas. There are other times when the veils are very thin when you go to sleep at night. So you do this every day. You see, the idea of embracing your spirit is part of life. It's not only for channels. It is part of everyone's life.
Awesome. What does the family really see ahead of us?
All right. Can you be a little
I know it's a broad. I know it's a very broad question, but we are looking at right now a time that we spoke of before, that there is an awakening going on, and at the same time, for instance, you're talking right now on a show that can now be heard all around the whole world, all at the same time. Anyone who wants to listen to it right now. Now you see, I said that word. Now we're not talking time. We're talking now. So in other words, 5 minutes from now, it's still now. So in the future, in our future, is there any type of a path that we are more or less, how would you say it, destined to be
headed.
On?
Headed.
Okay.
Yes, and our answer would be in the affirmative, and we'll explain that to you. All of you have, each individual has a myriad of paradigms, and what it might look like to you and how we can describe it to you is if each individual has a fan in their hand, all right, like a fan, and that as you open that fan and it twists and turns, it creates a little bit of a wind, those are the myriad, right, of paradigms to choose from. And so reality that you choose is the reality that will manifest. All right, now that's for each individual. Now, as mass consciousness comes together, as peoples and humanity come together, you are all in your subconscious. The thread that binds you all together is your wanting. You're wanting to create a planet without the destruction, without the violence, without the rage. And so that is a very strong option for future here on the planet. People are getting tired of it. They've had enough. And as you come together in your love, and you come together in your grace, you're going to create more safety than you have ever known. You're not looking for someone else to do it for you. It's not going to be like some spaceships come and land here and do it for you. You want to do it all yourself. This is your planet. And that's why you come here. And it's absolutely beautiful. You see, your Earth is incredibly forgiving, just as the human body. The human body is incredibly forgiving. It will take a lot. All you need to do is really forgive yourselves. And watch the shifts that happen. Forgive yourselves. Each of you that's listening, forgive yourselves. Even if you say, well, I don't even know what I've done or I've done too much, it's impossible. Find the sense of will. Find the grace and the dignity in your heart to set yourself free from the past. And one of the wonderful ways to do that is through self-forgiveness. And then, of course, comes self-love, which we know is very overused in the metaphysical community. Many people not knowing what it means, not knowing a frequency for it. But find the grace and the space within yourself to forgive yourself. And then comes self-love. And then you will see, you will feel the dynamic energy of indeed that you were created to bring, not only to yourself, to your world, to your planet. And that is the thesis for creating heaven on earth. It begins with self-forgiveness. And so, yes, Bob, there are many different paradigms out there, and they scare the bejeebies out of many of you. It's just going to be getting worse. We don't believe that it's going to be getting worse. But because you have free will and because fear is such a motivator and it turns so many people on, you're going to get close to the edge at times. We're already seeing that. And then you say, wait a minute, you start turning that wheel back. Nope, we've had enough. We're not going to go any farther than that. But like a child at times that is on a riverboat cruise and wants to go faster and faster and faster and hit the waves and smash until the time where you hit your head and you say, okay, I've had enough. Pull that wave a little too hard that time. And so you're bouncing back and forth, going back to our sharing with the idea of the expansion and the constriction. The expansion and the constriction pulls you out, brings you back in, pulls you out, brings you back in, all with a motivation force to open your heart, So your futures are bright. We believe that for you. But you know what? We can tell you all night long, you've got to believe it for yourself. Hold that energy. And every step that you take, every single day, every step that you take, every breath that you make, know that you are spewing out love to your peoples. That's going to be the building of community. That's going to be the building of a brand new world, and to never give up on yourselves. Don't let history define you. Let your love define you.
That is very, very true. Very, very true. All right. We live on this planet. This planet is, I think you can define it better than I can, a matrix.
Yes.
This matrix. When, or is there a way that humanity, now I'm speaking for the whole planet here.
Yes.
That the whole humanity can realize the matrix they live in and change it to the way it should be or their particular way it should be.
That would create a unification of what is called to be the single mind.
Bing. That would be real close to perfect.
Yes. However, we must be honest, we don't see that happening where you will all become a single mind. That we don't see that that's a part of the constitution for planet Earth. It is on other planets to become a single mind where there's great telepathy and everyone is able to communicate and, as you say, know what each other's thinking. That is not written in the constitution yet. So the idea of individuality, while building the community, while seeing the sameness in yourself as in each other, having the same dreams, the same sense of peace on earth, heaven on earth, let us all come together, that creates a global mind here on planet earth where you all want the same things. And you know, it doesn't have to be where everyone is chiming in on the same note. All you need is a couple of really strong frequencies to hit that note, and then the rest will follow.
So we
that's how strong the light is.
Yeah, so we got some work to do.
Well, we'd say you get to have a lot more fun, yes?
Yeah,
that's work.
I agree.
One more time, please?
I agree.
Yes, let's have it be a lot of fun. Let's have it be a lot of fun in playing with the light. And it really takes, you see, just a little bit of light. Really, just a few drops of light to transform all kinds of darkness. And this is a beautiful planet here, absolutely. Beautiful planet, filled with grace, filled with dignity. So many different interdimensional beings here, as we already mentioned earlier. We were talking to Cheryl here about dolphins, about whale consciousness, certainly, and bringing a tremendous kind of energy, a tremendous kind of telepathy to the planet. Again, seeing the sameness in yourself. Well, hey, I'm not a dolphin, I'm not a whale, but you're all living here on the planet. That's what you have in common. You're living here on the planet. It's very, very exciting. Even with all the chaos, even with all the crisis, it is a tremendously exciting time to be on this planet, and that is why all of you have created yourself to be here at the specific time that you are in your life, and the specific time that it is in the planet evolution. Are one in the same. You all carry earth energy. You have water in you. You have fire in you. You have air in you. You are of this earth.
So in essence, we could literally say that on this planet, we being every living being on the planet, we are, because we are here, and we are, and I, or love.
Yes.
So it boils down to loving each other.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, there you go. See that?
You just can't have enough love. There's been a lot of songs about it, a lot of cheer about it, a lot of celebration about it, but it must really get into the hearts. Let there be love. Let there be unconditional love. Love loudly. Don't wait for someone else to show you that they love you. Show yourself. Expose yourself to the vibration of love and watch what happens.
It'd be a pretty nice world, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. See, again, we say, see your sameness. See the higher self in another. Show them how to see the higher self in themselves by you seeing their light in them. Illuminate people.
Do you think there's going to come a time in, say, this, I hate saying the time, but right now, when someone is going to come out and there is going to be disclosure of a connection with other dimensions or other worlds?
Well, you see, that's already happening. It's just that in many ways it gets disclosed, in a sense. There is nothing new at all about off-planet beings coming to visit this planet. Nothing new at all. Nothing new at all. However, that mechanism called fear in many individuals has created a great deal of fear about it. You have a wonderful system of authorities that simply do not want the information to be exposed. That's all there is to it. There will be, however, there are more and more talk about it. There will continue to be visitations. Absolutely. Continue to be visitations. And we want to say right now that many of our listeners here go to visit other planets in your sleep state. There's nothing unusual about that either. And those planets get just as excited that a human came to visit. Understand? Isn't that exciting?
We are opening up to other dimensions or other universes.
That's why we say what was once on the fringes of society now is becoming mainstream. In the future, it's going to be strange not to. It's going to be strange not to.
I like where we're going.
Yes, it's exciting.
It is, definitely.
It truly is. It's very exciting. And that's why we say, again, we want to repeat that you've come here during this exciting time. Everyone here, it's not, you're never a victim in your soul. You're never forced to come to this planet. It's a wonderful invitation. You see, God is all that is, gives you life. And the gift of that life is that you give back, is to receive it and to live the life.
Perfect.
From the beginning of time, individuals, humans, have their feet firmly planted on the ground, have looked up at the stars, wondering about the origin, wondering about who are we. Now, why would they look up at the stars? They didn't look down at their feet wondering who they are. They always look up at the stars as if there was some kind of answer there, as if the light would begin to talk to them. And indeed, it did, and continues to.
Do you think there's anything that we can do to prepare ourselves more for what's coming?
Yes, absolutely. There is that wonderful mechanism called the human ego, and that must be harnessed, that must be reduced. Silenced, you see, the ego is so afraid of betrayal, and the ego is so afraid that it's not going to be part of the growth. See, the ego fears its demise. Well, if you grow, the ego says to the human, if you become the light, then what about me? And so the ego will be that part that holds back. So the ego needs to be educated to be transformed. And that's what each individual can do, is to harness your own personal egos. Ask it, what makes you so strong? Tell me about your fears. And many times it's the ego that's overworked. It's just too overworked. And it's making decisions. It's becoming a witness when it shouldn't be. It's been given jobs that it absolutely cannot handle. Imagine yourself or anyone giving jobs that you just don't know how to do. You're not equipped for it. I don't know how to work that program. Teach me how to do that. And you all know what it feels like to be stuck in a job that you haven't been prepared for. So the egos are working overtime, and it's a wonderful exercise to simply cradle your egos to sleep. All right, I've been working you extra hard. You've been working all day. You've been working for 10 years. Let me take you. And while I do this meditation, I want you just to go to sleep for a little while, just to relax and develop an image of what your egos might look like and stroke its hair, stroke his or her hair, put it down to sleep. Say, I've worked you for a long time, and then connect to your higher self, then connect to these other aspects of spirit and watch the journey that you're going to go on. And so the ego becomes educated, process of your transformation. Now, humans are the only ones here on the planet that have an ego. Your animal beings do not have an ego in that particular way. They don't have a thought process. That's what makes them an animal being, and that's what makes you all a human being. Neither do plants. They don't have a human ego in that way. And so you say, well, gee whiz, why do we have a human ego? Because you wanted to. You wanted to explore that. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful exploration. No judgment. No one judges you.
Fantastic. Good words. I just hope everybody listens to the show, Annette, and remembers every word you said.
My goodness.
May I have Cheryl back?
All right.
And it's been an honor having you and the family on the show.
It's been an honor for us.
Thank you.
Yes, so we're going to bring her back. We want to thank you for having us. We want to tell you that we love you. We love everyone that's listening here. We can tune into you. We love you, love you, we love you. And even when you've had enough, we have even more. Good evening.
Thank you.
Hi.
There you go. You're back.
I'm back. Slowly coming back. How did everything go?
Wow. We got. I tell you something. There was a lot of answers, a lot of things that were talked about that have not been all put together like that on any show on here.
Oh my goodness. Well, I guess I'll have to listen to it. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, come on. This was great. I mean, you know, seriously, I mean, if people started to, I mean, the way the family put this, they put it in a relatively very person-friendly way of saying, this is the way thing is, listen carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, I mean, it was excellent, definitely excellent.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And I just hope that there are people listening all over this planet, and nobody's writing in the chat box. Nobody's calling in. They must be standing there with their mouths open going, oh, my goodness, listen to this. And it's happened before. I mean, this is definitely happened on the show before, so don't feel bad. It's good. People are out there learning. I love it.
I didn't even know. So no one called in?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, just me and a family.
Great.
And we had a great time.
I guess it's just the way it's supposed to be. I trust that you asked, you know, and I trust that you asked questions that needed to be asked.
Oh, yeah, we were there. We were definitely there. Okay, everybody go back to bed. Me and the family are going to lunch. No, I'm serious, though. It was good. Now tell everybody now where they can get in touch with you to talk to the family and you.
Okay, well, if anybody would like to have their own personal session, it's very easy. You can call me at 773-750-0484 or feel free to email me at info@CherylNoday.com. It's just my name, nice and easy, info@CherylNoday.com. I love to do this work. I love to bring through Sirius Family, and I'm more than happy to schedule something for you. We do classes in Chicago, and we also do the expos. So happy to share it.
Oh, we got it. We definitely have to get together, and we got to do some more work on this.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it's excellent stuff. And I love talking to the family and that because there is a certain. I mean, I can feel it. There's a certain amount of total love, truth, and education. I mean, it's like a shining light coming out of what they're saying, their words.
Oh.
So that's really, I mean, that's what we need. That's what the world needs. They got to start listening to things like that and start relatively taking those words and putting it in their own life for a while. Make it work. And it does work. I mean, it's made to work. It can't lose.
There's a way where people can listen to the link.
Oh, yes, there is. All they have to do is go to the archive. They go just on the same way you go to www.pyramidonenetwork.com. Click on the picture where it says click on the picture. But it's a picture of the pyramids. It's our logo. Click on that, and you go right to a landing page. On the landing page, all the little click-ons around the side has the archives, the schedules, the blogs. Everything is there.
Perfect. So I think I'll go there and get the link, too.
Yeah, that'll be there in probably about 2 hours.
Yeah, wonderful.
So there you go. It'll be great.
Yes.
Meanwhile, thank you very much for being on the show. It's been an honor, always.
Oh, it was an honor for me. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
So you have a very, very good... we got July 4th, and that is coming up in that soon. Who knows?
July 4th coming up soon.
Yeah, hot dogs, hamburgers, yeah. I could just see what everybody's saying out there. Yeah, we're going to grill. That's all right.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, a little vacation time. Cheryl, you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Now, to everybody out there, there's all kinds of things net going on, and one of them is you're going to hear some music, then you're going to hear a little bit of a dark time. The dark time is in between when we're actually going to get things going, Nett, and get you ready for the weekend. Hang in there. God bless y'all. Bob Charles. Out!
changed.